This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Vicky Adams, ADAMS, Vicky, VICKI. Date of birth is 7/5/1951. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Miss Adams is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been having symptoms of cough as well as some congestion. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She was tested for... COVID, which was negative. Patient. Patient denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. She otherwise has been feeling well. She was doing therapy and has been gradually improving. No other complaints. She has PCR for flu, COVID and RSV sent. Her rapid test was negative. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Number one, upper respiratory symptoms / infection. Next, cough. Next, history of fall. Next, right pubic body and pubic rami fracture. Next, non-displaced acute fracture of the right sacral ala. Next, retroperitoneal hematoma, small. Next, history of antiphospholipid antibody syndrome. Next, history of pulmonary embolism on anticoagulation with Coumadin. Next, DJD. Next, history of anxiety / depression. Next, schizoaffective disorder. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. Her rapid testing was negative. PCR is pending. We'll treat her symptomatically with... Tessalon Pearls as needed, Mucinex twice a day as needed. We'll continue other medications, encourage her to drink enough fluids. Also suggested vitamin C supplement and zinc supplement. We'll continue other medications. She will continue to work with therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, ELDREDGE, Thomas, THOMAS. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today at the request of the nurse since he has having increasing swelling of his lower extremities, also has gained weight. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities to... 2 to 3 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin requiring. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, history of CVA. Next, history of moderate aortic stenosis, status post-TAVR. Next, chronic kidney disease, next history of CVA, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next morbid obesity. Triedenfeld discussed with patient about his symptoms, encouraged him to cut back on fluid intake, cut back on soda / drinks, will keeping his legs elevated, also pressure stockings, will increase his Bumex to 2 milligrams, extra tablet once daily for the next 5 days. Also will use metolazone 5 milligrams on Wednesday and Friday for two doses before the Bumex dose. Will continue other medications, will repeat his labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He was sent to the hospital after he had a fall. He had a laceration on his forehead, which was sutured. He was also found to have hyponatremia. He has been doing better since he's back. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He was tested for COVID, flu, and RSV, which was negative. Chest X-ray was showed atelectasis versus pneumonia. Blood sugar dosage was also adjusted in the hospital. His Bumex was resumed. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Bruising over his face and sutures over his forehead are present. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression number 1. Bilateral lower extremity swelling, next hyponatremia, next history of fall, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, next congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next chronic pain, next morbid obesity, next DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. Hospital reports were reviewed. Will continue current medications. Will repeat his labs. Encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8/8/1942. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was diagnosed with COVID. He's been in isolation in his room. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. His influenza A, B, and RSV were negative. He has some mild cough and some congestion. He states that he is not having very many symptoms, overall has been feeling well, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, COVID positive. Next, generalized weakness. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, history of severe aortic stenosis. Status post TAVR. Next, history of CAD. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Next, history of cardiac arrhythmia. Status post ICD placement. Next, chronic anemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be stable. Did offer a Paxlovid, but he wants to hold off on it. He doesn't want to take it. He will continue his current medications. He will treat him symptomatically with Tessalon Pearls as needed for cough, the Tylenol as needed for aches and pains. We'll continue the medications, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lillian Mack, M-A-C-K, Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 3/26/1944. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Miss Mack is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she's been having swelling of both the lower extremities. She was on Lasix, but that was stopped 2 days ago. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does have some shortness of breath, but she does have COPD for which she takes inhalers. She denies any complaints of pain with deep inspiration, denies any stomach pains, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities 1 to 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, history of COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of carotid stenosis, status post-endarterectomy. Next, history of nicotine dependence. Next, depressive disorder. Next, history of restless legs. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll reinitiate Lasix. We'll give him her 40 milligrams in the morning. After that, we'll put her on 20 milligrams every day. We'll check on her labs. We'll continue other medications. She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated. Pressure stocking is also recommended. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Randall Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Date of birth is 12/9/1959. Date of service is 1/13/2026. Mr. Wilson is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He has been concerned about his blood sugar, which was elevated. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He does complaints of pain in his foot, right foot, lateral aspect. Also had some pain in the first metatarsophalangeal joint. He denies any trauma or fall, no injury, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. There is mild tenderness over the dorsal aspect, dorsolateral aspect of the right foot. Impression, number one, right foot pain. Next, diabetes mellitus with elevated blood sugar. Next history of multifocal pneumonia, next history of acute respiratory, hypoxic respiratory failure, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next depressive disorder, next of kidney transplant, next acute on chronic kidney disease, next elevated liver enzymes, next DJD, next GERD, treatment plan, discuss with the patient about his symptoms, and advise him to increase his Lantus to 48 units, will continue him on the sliding scale, continue to watch his diet, will monitor his sugars, will get x-ray of the right foot, will he'll use Voltaren gel locally and Tylenol as needed for the pain. He said that the Tylenol does help, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Walter Wilkerson, W-I-L-K-E-R-S-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R, date of birth is 7-12-1942, date of service is 1-13-2026. Mr. Wilkerson is seen in his room today. He was recently in the hospital for cystoscopy because of acute cystitis with hematuria. He had cystoscopy done and fulguration of the bleeders, and a Foley catheter was placed. Patient was somewhat confused and fatigue and weakness. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation as well as monitoring. Patient is an 83-year-old male. He's somewhat confused, poor historian, daughter is present. He's been having issues with bleeding in his urine, has been on Xarelto, which has been held. Patient underwent cystoscopy with fulguration of the bleeder. Patient denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He does have history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and periodic confusion / delirium. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, degenerative joint disease. Confusion / delirium. Past surgical history, multiple cystoscopies. history of coronary artery disease, history of CHF, chronic gait dysfunction, history of dementia, hypothyroidism, history of B12 deficiency, history of chronic constipation, history of prostate cancer, and history of bladder cancer. By surgical history, he has had stent placement, cardiac catheterization, cystourethroscopy, history of bladder cancer fulguration, history of thyroid surgery, history of hemorrhoidal surgery, lumbar spine surgery times 2, and heart catheterization, history of appendectomy, history of prostate biopsy. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. He quit smoking in 1994. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. Denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. He does have history of CHF, history of CAD, status post stent placement, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory symptoms, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary, does have history of prostate cancer, history of bladder cancer, history of hematuria. Neurological patient. With history of delirium, history of confusion, no history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does have history of arthritis, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils were round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart stillness 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilateral symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake but pleasantly confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, delirium slash confusion, next history of dementia, next history of hematuria, a status post cystoscopy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CAD, next history of CHF, next history of prostate cancer, next history of bladder cancer, next atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Xarelto, which is being held now. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, GERD. Next, B12 deficiency. Next, chronic constipation. Next, treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms, will continue current medications, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, Xarelto on hold for now, will continue other medications, physical and occupational therapy would be consulted, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.